You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WISS Daily News Roundup for Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The fire danger remains very high right now. Here's Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Avoid outdoor burning. Spring is the peak wildfire season in the state, and just this past week, there have been over 100 wildfires that have burned over 200 acres. Burn permits are still suspended in nearly half of the counties. And much-needed rain is on the way, but in the form of strong thunderstorms. Those arrive on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
After 53 years in public service, Ron Vandehay is retiring. Vandehay, who is the current board chairman in Fox Locks, has been the Outagamie County executive, mayor of Kaukauna, and a bank president, and more. Fox Locks executive director Phil Ramlett said Vandehay made a huge difference in the Fox cities, touching everything from the highway departments to the airport to the city of Kaukauna, and improving them all for the better. A federal grand jury indicted Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan Tuesday on charges of helping an undocumented immigrant evade arrest by federal agents last month. Judge Dugan faces charges of obstructing a U.S. agency and concealing an individual to prevent arrest. An indictment is not a conviction, but rather a grand jury has said there is enough evidence to take the case to trial. Dugan will enter a plea on May 15th. Her attorneys have said she, quote, asserts her innocence and looks forward to being vindicated in court, end quote. If Dugan is convicted, she could face up to 6 years in prison and a $350,000 fine. She is currently on a temporary suspension from her judicial duties. Governor Tony Evers has ordered the flags of the United States and the state of Wisconsin to be flown at half-staff today in honor of Hmong Lao Veterans Day. Joanne Krulatz reports.
During the Vietnam War, thousands of Hmong Lao people courageously fought alongside the United States, and following the end of the war, faced harsh retribution from the Vietnamese and Lao governments for their service. Many Hmong Lao soldiers and their families were ultimately forced to flee their homes, and many later resettled in communities throughout the United States, including in Wisconsin. Today, Wisconsin is home to the third largest Hmong population in the United States. Governor Evers designated May 14th as Hmong Lao Veterans Day in Wisconsin, as May 14th, 1975, was the last day of airlift evacuation of remaining Hmong Lao soldiers and their families from the covert headquarters.
A program meant to give everybody in Wisconsin the skills to be online has been canceled. Savannah Tomei Olson has more.
The Wisconsin Public Service Commission was set to manage the Digital Equity Capacity Grant. The goal was to solve the digital divide by giving low-income folks, veterans, seniors, people with disabilities, those in rural areas, the opportunity to learn how to use the internet, smart devices, computers, and apps. The money for it came from the big infrastructure law President Joe Biden signed in 2021. The Public Service Commission was accepting grant applications when they got notification from the federal government on Friday that the entire program would be terminated.
President Donald Trump posted on social media that the program was, quote, racist and illegal. State Democrats are proposing legislation that would block hedge funds from purchasing single-family homes in our state. As Wisconsin sees growing home prices across the state and low housing supply in many municipalities, lawmakers say the legislation would help prevent residents from being priced out of the market by investment money. With nearly unlimited resources, hedge funds have routinely outbid individual home buyers for properties, operating them as rental properties or flipping them for a profit soon after. State lawmakers have introduced another piece of legislation seeking to establish a dedicated film office and attract more film production companies to Wisconsin. The bill, similar to a measure included by Governor Tony Evers in his proposed biennial budget, calls for tax credits for production costs and staff wages. wages. The governor's proposal calls for a 25% tax credit, while the bipartisan legislation calls for a 30% tax credit. Both proposals would have a cap of $10 million for tax credits. Wisconsin is one of only four states without a film office. At the Capitol, proposed legislation would let the Scouts recruit new members in Wisconsin schools. Joanne Krulatz reports.
Lucia Cronin, president of the Milwaukee-based Three Harbors Council of Scouting America, spelled out the issue to the Senate Education Committee. Cronin said while there are more than 760 schools in Wisconsin that still have a scouting program, but the inability to effectively recruit new members means those programs are dying. Tim Molsby with the Chippewa Valley Council described the same situation in northwest Wisconsin. He said the bill would simply allow scouting to continue to invest in young people. Molsby said access has been an issue for about the last 10 years, driven largely by legal concerns rather than objections by the superintendents and principals. Governor Tony Evers vetoed similar legislation last session, citing concerns over local control and possible conflicts with federal law.
I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
The Brewers shut out again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers lost to the Guardians 2-0 in Cleveland. Milwaukee with only three hits through nine innings. Manager Pat Murphy.
Our offense has sputtered, especially in the last, this month for sure. It's really sputtered. Yeah, we got to get that back. We've got a couple injuries that have hurt us defensively, but still we've got to get production and we've got to get guys with more confidence, and we're going to face good pitching. That's the major leagues.
NFL, the Packers added Aaron Banks from the 49ers in free agency. He'll play left guard, 6'5", 325 pounds.
Love Banks' physicality. I think he's really going to step up our game there. And just a good veteran presence. I think, you know, is a guy that we're going to lean on in a lot of different situations. But I'm excited about having him in there to up our physicality for sure.
That's Packers offensive coordinator Adam Stanovich. The full NFL regular season schedule to be released tonight with sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. A few weeks ago, country music singer Morgan Wallen created a bit of a controversy by leaving the Saturday Night Live stage early and abruptly after hosting the show, choosing not to mingle during the credits. Wallen appeared on Sunday Conversation with host Caleb Presley and was given a chance to explain what he did and said that's pretty much what he meant to do. The singer said he was ready to go home because he had been there all week. Apparently, he couldn't tough it out in the big city for another 45 seconds. Wallen also posted a picture of his private jet on social media with a caption that said, "Get me to God's country." Acting like a tool was most likely a strategic move to sell some merch. As far as Wallen is concerned, his God apparently is okay with using racial slurs, throwing chairs off Nashville rooftops into crowded streets, getting a DUI, getting charged with felony reckless endangerment, and disorderly conduct. The Legally Blonde prequel episodic series is in production. The show is called Elle, which is short for Elle Fanning, the character played by Reese Witherspoon, who is one of the show's executive producers. Witherspoon says there are two episodes completed. Lexi Mindtree plays the young version of Elle. TheWrap.com reports the show is looking at a 2026 summer release on Amazon Prime. Industry insiders say production work has vanished from California, LA specifically. Deadline is reporting that LA Mayor Karen Bass is pushing for new incentives, hoping to bring back more work to the city. Governor Gavin Newsom and the state government also appear to be on board, as Newsom's office says he is hoping to inject $750 million a year in film and TV incentives by way of a bill that supposedly has deep support within the state legislature. Here's hoping Wisconsin does the same. If you're looking for something to watch in the comfort of your own home, here's one of Pete's picks. Check out the film Black Bag, a spy thriller starring Michael Fassbender and Cate Blanchett, who play a husband and wife who are both secret agents whose marriage and loyalty to country are both put to the test. The film is well acted, well written, and directed, and will keep you wondering just how strong a marriage can be. The hits just keep on coming in a good way for Michael B. Jordan. Fresh off his playing twins Smoke and Stack in Sinners, Jordan is executive producing a reality TV show called Delphi. His partner on the project, Marco Ramirez, will serve as the showrunner. The show follows boxers who train at the Delphi gym in Los Angeles, where Rocky and Apollo trained. There is no release date yet, but Deadline reports the show will air on Amazon Prime. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy today with an isolated shower or two possible this afternoon. Our high in the mid-70s. Tonight, partly cloudy into the upper 50s. Tomorrow, sunny and warm with a chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon. A couple of those storms could be severe with a high right around 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
That's your WISS Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WISS.FM. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.